Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now in studio with us is our friend Alex Guthrie, singer-songwriter from right here in Atlanta. Welcome back to the studio.
I am so happy to be back.
I'm so excited. You're back from Los Angeles. Now, Alex was top 13 on The Voice this season, and it was so fun to watch you all season long. We were voting for you and cheering for you, and then it was so fun to see you again on the finale.
Yeah, it was a pleasant surprise. They called me like a few days beforehand, and they're like, are you free on Tuesday? And fortunately, I could clear my schedule a bit.
You're like, national TV on NBC? I guess so.
Like, I have a lunch. But
I had dinner planned at O'Charley's, but I guess I could come do The Voice.
So. That's so cool. Okay, and so did you know the winner, Jake Hoot?
Yeah, so Jake actually was one of the first people that I met on the show. I met him back in April for the first round of callbacks.
Okay.
And then we were roommates all throughout the whole thing.
This is a little bit of Jake Hoot, the winner of The Voice, performing with Kelly Clarkson.
This is how I see you in the snow on Christmas morning. Love and happiness.
You know, I'll be surprised because my wife Gretchen watches The Voice every night. And on the finale, when you came walking out, she's like, there's your buddy! There's your buddy! There he is! And I'm like, yeah, no, we're buddies. We're BFFs. But I was surprised to see Jake win. Like, that wasn't my pick. I was happily surprised to see him make it that far, but like going into it and meeting him and being his roommate, did you think he had the potential to win it all?
So back in the blinds, you know, there was a core group of friends where we had like four people. There's a whole story on how we got our name. We were known as the Move Doers. It was a whole thing, but we'll get to that later.
Okay.
But all of us, you know, we would practice together and give each other tips, and all of us thought that Jake was good, but none of us saw him going to the end.
Really?
And it wasn't until probably the battles or knockouts, I think knockouts, when he did a Jason Isbell tune called Cover Me Up, that all of us were just so floored by it. We're like, oh, he's going to the finale. And like from then on, he was like the chosen one. And we were like, he's going to make it.
Do you think that the audience picks up on that, like when he sort of gains that momentum and that respect from all the other artists?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, his social media popped off at that point.
Really?
So that's a good indicator, you know? But he's just... There are other singers like Katie Caden at Rose Short that they're just such powerhouses. They're incredible. They don't do anything wrong. They don't know how to do anything wrong. Jake isn't quite that vocally, but what he has is that he brings everybody in emotionally, and he can have those connections, and he does a good job at telling a story. And at the end of the day, it's not about being the best vocal athlete. It's about being the best overall performer and whatnot. And anybody could have won, because I can find a reason. We could be having this conversation about any of the contestants and justify
right.
it. But I think Jake won because, first off, the demographic of the show really finds the country guy appealing.
Yeah.
But, you know, he can melt your heart.
And so what kind of a dude is he? Is he a nice guy?
He's one of the sweetest human beings I've ever had the privilege to meet.
Like, really?
Yeah.
So he is who comes off on TV, because you never know.
They didn't even... There's no way it can even authentically come across on TV because he's that good of a dude.
Okay.
Like, truthfully.
So cool. And so what was it like going back for the finale, seeing all of your friends and roommates, the Move Doers? What is that
yeah,
the name?
Yeah, it's a thing. So going back, I'll tell you about it later. going back, you know, it was kind of like, you know, going back after summer vacation. And when we all graduated and now we're just all catching up, maybe at a reunion 10 years down the road. We felt like the alums who had no pressure. We weren't going to be voted off this week. Mm-hmm. We just got to sing.
That's awesome.
So it was so easy to just get up there and there, you know, I'm singing with some of my best friends. I've got to learn two lines for the song. So, I mean, we just hung out and had a great time while everybody else was stressing out about the finale.
Okay. And then I understand that you embarrassed yourself in front of Little Big Town.
I sure did.
Okay. Alex is going to tell us that story here. So stick around about 4 minutes from right now. You'll hear that. And then, Alex, you're going to perform for us a Christmas song?
You betcha.
Because he's excited that Star 94.1 is the Christmas station. We're going to get to that next. NSYNC first.
Merry Christmas.
94.1, The Christmas Station. This is Jen and Friends hanging out with our friend, singer-songwriter Alex Guthrie in studio this morning.
Good morning.
And you're excited about Star being the Christmas Station, right?
I am. So I agree with Andy Williams. This is the most wonderful time of the year. I get off on Christmas music. Like, my girlfriend gets so annoyed because I'll sing it year-round, and this is the one time it's appropriate.
Awesome. Well, Alex is going to perform for you guys a Christmas song here in just a second, but you just got back from Los Angeles for the finale of The Voice, and you said you embarrassed yourself in front of Little Big Town.
I did not mean to do this, of course, but we were hanging out in the artist tent the night of the results show. And so my friend Callie, who's another good friend of Jake's, she said something, I'm going outside to give a hug. And so I just assumed like Jake was going to walk by before going to hear if he won or not. So I'm like, oh, I'll give the guy a hug too. And we're all like, we're jokingly brutal with one another. Like, I don't care about anything except my friends. So I walked out there, didn't see Jake, and went, is Jake here? And she went, oh, no, not Jake. And I didn't let her finish to say, it's Big Town, and they're right in front of you, Little Big Town. So I went, if it's not Jake, I don't care who they are. They're nothing to me.
Oh, no!
And I was making a joke to Callie, like, this is how much I love Jake. And forgive me, I don't know the names of Little Big Town. Sorry, guys. But one of the singers, she turned around, and she had the sweetest, most genuine look of, like, I didn't mean to hurt nobody. And she just looked at me, and in that moment, I went,
Oh no,
I kind of put it together. And then that other little voice in my head went, what if it's not Little Big Town and it's another artist? I can't even look at them and be like, I didn't know. So I just like bailed and I just turned around, made eye contact with her and went, nope, not doing this. Walked back inside and was like, I can't go out there for a while now.
I love that. I mean, everybody's got those weird, awkward moments, but you get to now have them with celebrities. I think that's great.
That was nice, yeah.
All right, biggest takeaway from this season on The Voice. Biggest takeaway for you.
Man, it's hard to pick one. I'd say, you know, I learned how to be a better performer. I was a singer-songwriter before, and I've mentioned this before, but it was like a master class in how to not just be a singer, but how to explore the stage and do it well and be confident. And I met the friends, you know, Jake and Callie and Max in particular. They were going to be lifelong friends.
Very cool.
If Jake never auditioned for The Voice, who would have won it this season? Outside of Alex Guthrie, of course.
Clearly not, guys. I don't know. You know, I thought it was going to be going to Katie, but then Rose was up there, and so were Ricky, and I could think of a scenario where I could justify everybody winning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard to pick, fortunately, because, I mean, we had such a good season. That's the most perfect outcome, where everybody's so good, you can't pick one.
And as a country music fan, is Blake Shelton all shucks and y'all off the camera as he is on the camera?
Yeah, he really came across as a genuine dude. When I was saying goodbye, I put out my hand to shake his, and he slapped it out of the way and went, no, man, give me a hug. And he gave me some really nice words of encouragement, and he just seemed incredibly genuine.
So cool. All right, well, now you're back home for the holidays. Do you have any Christmas traditions that you and your family have got to do here in Atlanta, or just like favorite Christmas traditions growing up?
Yeah, you know, we're all about getting together, and family is the most important thing for us around the holidays, obviously. So we play a lot of games. And I cannot wait to school my family in some games.
I was going to say, does it get competitive? Mark, you can't play games in your family.
No.
Or you'll get divorced.
Yeah, no, I'll flip a board.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Don't think that doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah. I'll storm out and some choice words will be said about Uncle Frank.
I remember when I was like 10, I had just met my now brother-in-law. And at 10 years old, he was in his 20s. I got furious in a game of Monopoly around this time of year and like full-on left.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. You got to calm down.
I mean, fortunately, it's been 16 years, and I'm over it now.
Good.
But don't you worry. I'll storm out again this year. Jeff, if you're listening, I got you.
All right, Alex. What are you going to sing for us today?
I'm going to sing White Christmas.
Awesome. Okay. Take it away. It's Alex Guthrie on Star 94.1, The Christmas Station.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear the sleigh bells in the snow. Oh, oh, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I mean, that is talent. He could play the guitar, sing, and play the trumpet at the same time.
Amazing.
That is talent.
Thanks for coming in this morning, Alex. You're awesome. Tell everybody where they can see you, follow you.
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram at Alex Guthrie, on Facebook at Alex Guthrie Official. I have a website, alexguthriemusic.com, and I'm going to be at the Buckhead Theater on January 26th. Come and find me. I'm going to have some friends from The Voice join me as well.
That's going to be awesome. And Star 941, going to be teaming up with you for that one. So we'll make sure to have everything listed at star941atlanta.com. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.